Welcome to the podcast, Woman Fully Alive. I'm your host, Madeline Eames. I'm a therapist, a breathwork guide, a pain educator, and I've been in the realms of self-help, growth, and development for a number of decades. So in this episode, I'm going to talk about something that's not a very popular subject, but one that I've come to see that is one of the most important things, emotions, elements that we can embrace at so many parts of our lives, but particularly at midlife as women. And this is anger, the emotion of anger and rage. So I was in an online room yesterday with a teacher, with a mentor, and a group of amazing women. And this mentor had enough emotional intelligence to be aware of and pick up on and draw it out the anger that was rising in one of the women. And not at anybody in the group, but just in her body. And she spotted this and was able to draw it out. And as a result, it was almost like popcorn, one after another, started to talk about the things that they were angry about, that they were frustrated, that they'd been irritable or even had rage about in their lives. This is not unusual, but it's an unusual conversation to have. So that's what we're going to dive into in this week's episode. So there are so many times in our lives where we feel dismissed or disrespected or not seen, not heard. And, you know, that feeling of not being seen and heard, not only is it hurtful, but unless it's resolved, can give us some lasting shame in our body. And you know, sometimes it's not so much the shame, but it's the anger at the situation, the anger at injustice that we see or feel, and then the shame that comes in as an overlay on top of it, that I shouldn't be feeling angry. So I want to ask you how many times you might have said to yourself, I shouldn't be angry. I shouldn't feel angry. You know, I should be grateful. I've got good health. Maybe I've got good relationships. I shouldn't be angry. So just stop for a minute and think about that statement. You've got anger rising in your body for some reason, and we say, I shouldn't be angry. And it goes right back down into our own body. Unfortunately, you know, often it comes out later, maybe explosions at somebody on the street, a neighbor, road rage, or at your dog. Anger itself is a beautiful, sacred, and wise protective emotion. Something wrong with anger itself. When we run into trouble is when we repress it. And anger gets either turned inwards towards ourselves, in a nasty inner critic, in depression, in tension, in stomach aches, or it explodes like a landmine when somebody's unsuspecting person steps on it. So that question, you know, why, you know, I shouldn't be angry, or why am I so angry? I want to shift that to, of course I'm angry. Now, there are so many beliefs that we have about anger that we learn at a very, very young age, that good girls don't get angry, you know, that our roles are good people don't get angry, which is entirely not true. But for women's conditioning to be accepted, to be acceptable, to be loved or lovable, to be able to be accepted at the workplace, you know, you are more likely to, if to be someone that doesn't ruffle feathers or someone that's committed to keeping the peace. And not only that, if we let out some anger or displeasure, we often get ridiculed or called names, what a bitch. And the idea of an angry woman is not something that's accepted in our society. An angry man often can be respected as if he has something really important to say. So let's just get through that to begin with, the conditioning. And not only that, but when we look at the research of what happens when we press emotions, and anger is a particularly potent and powerful emotion, we do end up with higher rates of chronic pain, of depression, of chronic illness. And it's no wonder when you have energy and motion that's turned back inwardly on our own bodies. Now, when we turn it in on ourselves and we have this nasty inner critic, there is often at the very root of it, shame, that I'm not okay. There's something wrong with me. I'm not good enough. And when shame gets ignited in men or women, it can often lead to uncontrollable rage. And, you know, it's beyond just the normal, you know, the safe expression of anger, I should say, but just free-floating rage. And that is very, very destructive, as we all know. So repressed anger is, well, let's talk about anger for a moment, the purpose of anger. If you think about anger, you know, if my child is running out to the middle of the street, I am going to rise and be activated immediately. And I might even take them and say, "What are you doing? Don't ever do that again," if I'm lucky enough to catch them. I'm not angry at them. I have risen into a protective mechanism for survival. Anger is the energy that motivates us to protect. To protect ourselves, to fight or flight, to get the heck out of there. And also, it can be like a lid inside of ourselves, protecting us from softer, more vulnerable emotions, particularly shame. But shame, also sadness and grief and all kinds of other, you know, softer, more vulnerable emotions that perhaps we haven't felt safe enough or ready enough yet to express or even to feel. So here's the thing about shame. Shame, even as I talk about it, this is why it's often missed in therapy. And even anger can be missed in therapy because we're so busy focusing on other things. But when we start talking about shame, it brings up the feeling of shame. And shame itself is a very yucky feeling because it's the feeling of worthlessness. It's the feeling of not good enough, not perfect enough. There's something wrong with this being that I am. I am somehow flawed in my design. Now, think about that for a moment. Our very life force is in question here. So it's no wonder it goes against our whole alignment of who we are, the alignment of our soul, to feel shame. We're going to do whatever we can to not feel that thing. So anger comes in often to even protect us from that. What a wonderful gatekeeper she is, anger. So there's one of two things that happen when we start to feel our anger. And then this is what I do in my sacred rage and expansion breathwork journeys. One of two things happens. One is that you just get a very good release, and the anger and the rage just releases from your body, and there's a freedom and a peace and a spaciousness and expansion that follows, because you're no longer trying to contract it and keep it down and, you know, give yourself terrible stomach aches. Or it's like taking the lid off a pot that's ready to be taken the lid off of, it's boiling. And there's an unraveling of these softer, beautiful emotions like sadness and grief and loss and maybe embarrassment, regret, all of these things that are just waiting to be released but are being held very tightly in your muscles and your tissues. So if we can release the shame and the beliefs that we have around anger and feel it and learn a way of expressing it, whether it's breath work or journaling or whatever it is for you, we start to be able to release that heavy weight. Now, shame is one of the densest, heaviest emotional energies that we can hold in our body. And on Hawkins' scale of consciousness, it's at the very bottom. It's like the rocks on the bottom of the ocean. When we can start to release that and release the anger that perhaps hold it in, we can start to rise. We can start to feel lighter, freer in our bodies, in our bellies, our hearts, and our throats. And this is what I have seen so many times. This is why this is so important for us, particularly as women at midlife. Now, why is that? Because often perimenopause and menopause comes along with rage. There's probably, you know, any number of reasons for that. But in general, you know, if we've gone through our life feeling dismissed or not heard, maybe we weren't able to, you know, maybe we weren't able to reach our potential yet. Maybe we've been looking after children or elderly parents, and we haven't had time for our own soul expansion. We are going to feel anger. And so I'm sure that that contributes to it, that contributes to this rage. Yes, there's hormonal things going on as well. But if we have had this experience of oppression, oppression creates anger, because oppression is a humiliation. And if you have ever experienced humiliation, which you probably have in some way or another, you'll know that seething anger that sits underneath the shame, right? So yeah, this is a really super important conversation that we're having here. So anger is like the eyes that can see injustice, that can feel injustice, and will stand up and say, no, that's wrong. And if you notice, I say stand up because it's a body thing, and you use your voice to say, no, this is wrong. And if we haven't had the safety or the moment, maybe it's been too overwhelming, too much too soon, in those moments, that's the moment that they get swallowed and internalized inside our own body. So those moments where they weren't able to be expressed are the moments that come back, sometimes in the most inopportune times. And this is why the sacred rage journeys are so important. So the emotion of anger is here to help you to get metabolized into an energy that's not destructive outwardly or inwardly. Now, if you're a sensitive person and maybe an empath, and you have the patterns of people pleasing, So looking after other people, perfectionism, having to show up a certain way, can't get it wrong, do not like making mistakes, really take criticism very deeply, very personally. Or you take things that people say, maybe it's even your kids or your partner, you take it very personally. You have an element of anger inside of you that needs to be released. And, you know, I believe that the emotion of anger is the one that will start mobilizing us out of the freeze response that we've been in, you know, maybe for most of our life, and even handed down intergenerationally through trauma in our DNA. And yeah, I know that that's huge, but hopefully this is making sense for you now. As women, if we have experienced oppression for over generations, there's going to be an accumulation of anger. And you might be, if you've listened this far, you might be the one that changes that. You might be the one that says, this stops here in my family line. The people pleasing stops here. The overgiving stops here. The perfectionism is done with, because now I want to be my true, real, authentic self. And you might be surprised at how quickly that can happen when you let off the lid of anger in a safe way. And what I mean by safe is there's no one particular right way, but in a way that allows you the time and the space and the privacy to go from the beginning through the wave right through to the end. And, you know, sometimes it comes again then in another wave and in another wave. You know, that's the way that that emotions work. But once you've started, you'll find out that it's not as scary as you A, have been told, or B, have believed it to be. So if this is, you know, landing with you, if this is hitting home, because I think it does for many, many women, reach out to me, send me a message, leave a comment. And I do personal one-on-one breathwork journeys. I work with people over 6 months at a time to really release the layers of density that have accumulated in the body that keep you stuck in patterns of codependency, of people pleasing, and self-destructive, you know, not just habits, they're addictions that prevent you from feeling what you feel, from being who you are, and from living the life that you are here to live. Because this life force that runs through you is being protected by the emotion of anger. And your life force, anger is, it's a life force. And it's protecting the life force of other people and yourself. That's how important it is. And we see, you know, the rising of this on the planet and in all kinds of destructive ways, you know, on social media, in wars and other destruction going on. But you can take care of your own anger and you can start to create a life that you love. And this might really be the key for you. It's been there all along, but you may have been told and you may believe that it is something to avoid to at all costs, to repress at all costs, and never to express, because you might be busy being nice. So that has a high cost to it. So please reach out if you have enjoyed this episode. Anger might be the most freeing emotion that you have. And join me in the Expansion Blueprint is my monthly 4-week intensive course where we run through the four keys to unlock, to truly express yourself and expand in this world. or join an expansion breathwork journey, or contact me to work with me for a 6-month journey into the core, into the heart of who you truly are. So yeah, leave me a comment. And if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe to my channel so you don't miss an episode of Woman Fully Alive, because I am dedicated to you reaching in and digging out anything that gets in the way of your true aliveness. Bye for now. Thanks for watching.